again. You're listening to the news at one. Residents at a designated centre for people with disabilities were found to be living in fear and stress when the Health Information and Quality Authority conducted an inspection of their accommodation late last year. The unannounced inspection took place in November at a centre run by St John of God's after HICWA received information regarding issues in one of the houses in the centre. Our social and religious affairs correspondent Alva Keneally has been following this and she joins us now. So what was the background to this investigation, Alva?
Yeah, so this situation arose in one of the houses at a centre run by John of God's, and it was a peer-to-peer safeguarding incident within the house, and they were having it was having a negative effect on the residents. So in this house, there's accommodation available for four residents, and there were three there when the inspection took place in November. And it took place because HICWA was alerted to an ongoing incompatibility issue in this house at the centre.
So the issues then being faced by residents, according to the report?
So on the day of the inspection, the HICWA inspector noticed that the staff were hyper-vigilant. So it was they were very conscious and concerned where the residents were at all times. So she looked at the reports of the peer-to-peer incidents at the centre, and they detailed physical assaults, such as, you know, residents being punched, there was kicking, hair being pulled, hitting. Verbal abusive incidents were also noted, such as cursing and being shouted at. And this resulted in increased incidents of self-injury behaviour of some residents. And then they were withdrawing to their bedrooms out of fear because they didn't feel safe in the communal areas. So, and the other issue that arose in the report, when they'd returned back from their day services, which many would attend, some would ring staff to ask them to open the house door so they could enter and move safely into their bedroom. So essentially, the report concludes that the psychological well-being of some residents had been compromised and the risk of verbal and physical abuse was ongoing. Now, prior to this inspection in November, families also expressed concerns regarding their loved ones in the house, and staff also advocated on behalf of residents through a complaints process.
And briefly, if you can, the outcome of the inspection?
So HICWA conducts these inspection reports, and, you know, providers have to outline what actions they'll take in the report. And it said it would move a resident on to another place, and that resident would receive the support of staff to ensure that they'd have familiarity and consistency in what would equally be a challenging time for that resident. So that resident has been moved on in a safe way, and the remaining residents remain there.
Alva Keneally, thank you very much for that.